This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 19th, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kelly. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola disease outbreak in the Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. Africa's top public health body confirmed the outbreak in the Congo on Friday. By the following day, authorities said 336 suspected cases and 88 deaths had been reported. The Congo health minister said 134 people have died. Health authorities say the outbreak is caused by a rare type of Ebola that has no approved medicines or vaccines. The outbreak occurring in a part of the Congo facing violent conflict with armed groups and humanitarian crisis, which is complicating the response. The latest producer sentiment survey by Purdue University and the CME Group remains relatively stable overall, but recent ag economy barometer data reveals a growing divide beneath the surface. Farmers expecting lower land values are becoming more cautious on investment and their financial outlook. The more optimistic operations continue to look for growth opportunities despite the higher costs and uncertainty. The differences suggest expectations around land values continue to influence risk management and capital decisions across agriculture. Average daily production of ethanol in the U.S. is expected to climb from last week. That's according to analysts surveyed by Dow Jones. They say production may rise back to over 1.1 million barrels a day, which before this year was historically high and only occasionally breached. Phil Flynn of Price Futures Group said fundamentals are strong. Production operates near or at record levels. He said exports continue setting new highs and serve as a vital demand outlet amid flat domestic gasoline consumption. World corn news was relatively quiet today. Doral and Paraná, Brazil reported the state's Safrinha corn crop is rated 82% in good condition. The vast majority of the crop in the pollination or filling stage. On the international market, U.S. prices are still 30 cents or so premium to the Argentine crop and closing the gap with Brazil, as well as domestic Brazilian prices falling ahead of what is expected to be a historically large crop for them as well. Traders watching intently for any sign of corn business with China. In rural soybean news, traders are also monitoring the weekly export sales wire for the first signs of business with China following the trade summit. For now, Brazil holds a discount to the U.S. of nearly 80 cents a bushel on an FOB basis, but that price gap dwindles to only 15 to 20 cents by September offers. World wheat values continue to lag behind the U.S. Black Sea offers are noted nearly 250 a bushel discount to U.S. Gulf hard red winter wheat offers. Reports of U.S. buyers looking to import wheat to curb high domestic prices has perhaps been the most potent bearish argument against a 2026 wheat rally. America's demand for meat continues to grow, even as the cost of beef, pork, and chicken is higher. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial kickoff to grilling season, and in the latest market intel from the American Farm Bureau Federation, economists suggest that consumers will actively be buying beef for their holiday celebration. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com. under the events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.